A number of provinces and municipalities across China, including Hebei, Jiangxi, and Chongqing, have issued new policies, calling on companies to create 2.5-day weekends. Under the plan, government institutions, state-owned companies, joint ventures, and privately held companies are to be given incentives to allow their workers to take off at noon on Friday before coming back to the office on Monday. Since being announced in November, the idea has begun gaining traction.
It's a good thing for us because we can obviously take more time to relax.
I think it's a good idea. There are so many people commuting on Fridays. The traffic is usually very crowded.
In adopting the policy, the State Council, China's cabinet, says it hopes to create favorable conditions to give employees more family time as well as stimulate tourism.Liu Zimin, Deputy Secretary General of the Beijing Tourism Society, says having 2.5-day weekend can help satisfy people's desire for more short trips. However, he knows the new policy is limited in scope.
Three key points contained in this plan suggest it's only a benefit for a certain group of people. Firstly, it's not a rule, but rather a suggestion.Secondly, the plan is conditional. Lastly, it's only applied to the summer months, rather than all year round. Because of these stipulations, the coverage of a 2.5-day weekend is going to be very limited.
Qin Dingbo, Vice Director of Chongqing's Tourism Bureau, notes not every company is going to be required or allowed to adopt the 2.5-day weekend structure.
In implementing a 2.5-day weekend, companies will still have to comply with China's laws and regulations. This means the program cannot affect companies' legal obligations, production, or overall business. For state organizations and institutions, the extended leave program can be flexible and adjusted to fit the needs of the company so that it doesn't affect efficiency, but can also serve the people.
Under the provisions, a 40-hour work week is still required, meaning employees who get a 2.5-day weekend are going to have to make up the hours somewhere else during their week. A nationwide 2-day weekend policy was first set into law in China in 1995. For CRI, this is Huang Shan.